producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Day.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
And some breaking news from the news desk tonight, Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us wherever you are across the country. Biz Television, some 66 million TV households, and, of course, radio stations, the hundreds of them across the country. We're grateful that you're there. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. Stephen away. He's on a film shoot tonight in the Toronto area, but he sends his regards. His thoughts are obviously with the people of Paris, and as much of the world is, expressing solidarity with the innocent. It's a very tough thing to continue to see headlines. 129 dead, 352 hurt. So two more have died today from where they ended the day yesterday. 127 were yesterday. One of the articles that has come forward is that they've now figured out that there were three teams helping the attackers plan. This, of course, included a very high level of sophistication. This bit of breaking news, there was a there were identical suicide vests found. So what that means is that all seven of the ones that detonated and the eighth, the one that did not, they were all identical, made of the same material, made of the same, wiring, used the same ball bearings or whatever inside, meaning that evidently someone's got a little suicide vest production line going, meaning that the sophistication of this operation probably has set up ISIS to pull some more of these jobs. Meaning that while the president has often referred to them as the JV squad, they just routed the varsity team. Because remember, they don't play by the rules. We have to shut out their attempts at scoring for the whole game or we die. They just have to score once, and they win, and they get to break the rules the whole time. That's what we're up against. So when the president is, gloating about getting bin Laden, and then he's, clucking his tongue because he has to come do a press conference because some American journalist got beheaded by these guys, and he has the impatience of, a 3-year-old. To pull off the golf course, put on a blazer, walk in, say a few words. 4 minutes later, he's back out on the golf course, high-fiving and cutting it up. I mean, to refer to him as the JV team. The JV team. They scored a massive shot across the bow last night. Dead and injured, numbering more than 500. We're talking about a very significant event in one of the places that they've been telling us they're going to for a long time. You know where else they're telling us they're going to? Here. Did you know the FBI has said we have 1,000 current probes into potential ISIS activity in the U.S., in the continental U.S.? 1,000 open files? So I think it's worth looking at some of the conditions that created this. I saw another talk show host getting very bloviated about, we're not going to talk about this on our show because we don't know the circumstances. We won't talk about it until we know the circumstances. Look, we don't want to dishonor the victims. We don't want to dishonor the victims either. I don't think we are. I think by understanding as fast as possible the cause of what happened, we can start to correct it. And if we do not speak in the moment when the mourning and the pain and the freshness of this atrocity has occurred in front of us, then we will likely slip back into some sort of dulled sleep. And why run that risk again? I don't understand. Anyway, so we're not attempting to dishonor those who lost loved ones. We stand with Paris tonight. But I want to ask a couple of questions. 888-340-3373. They have blatant, open borders policies all through Europe. All of the EU countries, you can go to and from and get on the train. There's no checkpoint. Now, last night when all this happened, guess what the first thing France did? The very first thing they did, they shut their borders. They said no more. No more coming and going as you wish. And you know why? Because today they made arrests in Belgium, in Italy, in Great Britain, in Turkey, in other nations, of people that they believe are related to the attacks from last night. Well, how could you have people spread out all across those number of areas and see what you had last night? Because they could come and go as they wished. So for those that believe that the immigration issue in the current presidential cycle is just some sort of joke, just some sort of farce. Yeah, we got to fix immigration. Yeah, you know, the border's open. It's mostly just Mexicans wanting to work in the U.S. and send money to their families. Well, except for the fact that we've stopped 7,000 people since 2001 on the southern border from the Middle East. Except for that, yeah, you're right. It's a dead on, you know, it's just not a big deal. Let the Mexicans come pick strawberries and send money back to, you know, Mama and Papa back in Mexico. Except that's not the issue. The issue is not immigrant labor. The issue with immigration is the national security threat that it puts in front of every one of our children and families. That's the threat of leaving immigration unattended to. And so when some politician looks you in the face and says, well, we can't do it unless we have an omnibus bill, you call him on that. You say, that's not true, Mr. Senator. That's not true, Mr. Would-be wants-to-be president. You build a wall. You put checkpoints. You put armed guards down there. Put the National Guard on the southern border. Fix the issue. Because if we don't, we are inviting what we saw on CNN and Fox News last night. And that's the point. That's the point. 888-340-3373. Some of you want to weigh in on this, and some of you have been very patient. So let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, listening to AM 970 out of New York City. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, good evening, Kevin. This is indeed a sad situation that happened there in Paris, France. You know, there was horror and shock that everyone feel about this whole thing. So now let's talk, you know, seriously about the issue of terrorism. On terrorism, we cannot let our guard down. We cannot play our weak hand, and certainly we cannot take them lightly. We need to be serious in dealing with an existential threat. Obama is a man that leaves a lot to be desired. This, you know, little league, okay? And in my opinion, you know, a figurehead, an acting figurehead, he's not up to the task. He's way over his head, and he certainly is woefully inadequate in dealing.
You know what, Ralph? You're bringing up a fantastic point, because while he calls ISIS the JV squad, he's actually the little leaguer that's trying to swing, you know, with the major league team. He's playing single A ball. He may be playing college ball. Trying to hit a major league pitch. It's like Michael Jordan trying to hit when he was playing minor league, trying to hit in the White Sox All-Star game. He just didn't have the skill set. And that's, you're right. He's looking at the terrorists saying they're the JV team. He's actually the JV team. Go ahead.
We need at this point in time to match stroke with action. We need to put up or shut up. This situation in Paris, France, comes in the wake of what happened to that Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. This is the wake-up call, and the handwriting is in the wall.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ralph.
We have. Thank you.
I think you're right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to George on Long Island. Hello, George. George, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Kevin.
Hey, George.
Okay, I need 60 seconds. Here we go. Sherlock Holmes said that after you eliminate all theories, whatever the most ridiculous and absurd thing that's left is the truth. The truth is Obama and his cabal want this stuff to happen, here and abroad. Point two, Ben Carson, he hit it right on the head. He said no Syrian refugees, except we didn't pay attention that in Canada they elected a space cadet liberal who said he's going to bring in 50,000 Syrians into Canada.
So we put National Guard on the northern border, too. Yeah,
exactly.
George, hold on. You got another point. I'm going to let you get to it when we come back from this break. It's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
Hyatt Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Live shot of the Eiffel Tower, if you're watching on Biz Television. So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Every single Saturday, we're here, Baldwin McCullough Live. And increasingly, in New York, you know that now I'm Mr. Afternoons between AM 570 and AM 970, full 3 hours every day of talking about news and helping you kind of get a handle on it and get your head around it. Yesterday, I had the chance to briefly interact with Congressman Peter King. Now, you know Congressman King is one of these guys that's on the National Security Committees. He allocates funding. He's a big advocate for the city of New York. But that doesn't mean that he's not against the good national security policy for the entire country as a whole. And I just asked him a very simple question. Mr. King, what should we be thinking about as we see the events like what happened in Paris yesterday come about? And this was a little of what he had to say.
That this was an Islamist attack, most likely ISIS, and this is the nightmare scenario, and this is what New York City has been planning against or planning for the past 14 years. This is the type of coordinated attacks, attacking different levels of society, attacking the theater, attacking restaurants, attacking a sporting event. It brings about a large loss of life and also taking hostages, but also creates fear, the impression that the city is out of control. And that is, again, what New York City has feared for years. That's just feared, because fear means we're scared. We're not. That's what we're prepared for. And that's why the NYPD is the best at what it does. 1,000 police officers dedicated to fighting terrorism. And in Washington, it's the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the CIA, all springing into action. There's really multiple reasons here. One, to make sure that this is not part of a coordinated series of attacks that could include the United States or London or Madrid, Berlin. That's one scenario. Also, making sure that any information that we could use to give to the French will be done. We'll work with the French any way we can. And also beware just of the potential copycat attack here in the United States.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be coordinated. So all this is, there's a million scenarios right now, all of them being worked on. It's a full court press, and it's a lot, most of it done, being done behind the scenes. And also, with all the criticism that the NSA has gotten, I can assure you that the French right now are asking us to give them any information that the NSA has gotten over the last several days that could have an impact on what's happening in Paris now.
Congressman Peter King is who we're speaking with. Kevin McCullough, normal drive time here on AM 970, The Answer. Congressman, let me ask you this very difficult question. Given the current administration's rather laissez-faire approach to the issue of Islamic radicalism in the world, how vulnerable do you think the U.S. and its allies are in light of what appears to be a highly coordinated effort by a group that he called the JV team not that long ago?
Yeah, well, listen, I don't want to be criticizing the president on a night like this, but having said that, if nothing else, hopefully this will alert the president to realize what has to be done in the future. That, listen, we knew ISIS was a threat a year before the president was calling it the JV. You can't be somehow blaming President Bush for being too aggressive and going after Islamists.
Yeah.
The fact is, we have to kill them before they kill us, and we have to do whatever has to be done. We can't be apologizing for America, and we can't be telling the enemy what we're not going to do. Let them think we're going to bring the wrath of God down on them and use everything at our disposal, including surveillance, including interrogation, including keeping Guantanamo open.
How does that not make sense? How does that not make sense? That was Peter King. That I spoke with him yesterday, just shortly after the attacks took place. How does that not make sense? Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. 888-340-3373. Use every tool at our disposal. Make them believe that they're going to encounter the wrath of God. It's astounding to me that before tonight's Democratic debate, which most of you probably didn't even know was happening because they don't want to know. They don't want to let people know that they're actually debating. But Bernie Sanders, he had an aide that actually got into it with the debate rules committee because they wanted to shift a chunk of the questioning more than what they had planned before to the issue of terrorism. And the Sanders camp was still irritated that they were talking about it. And he wanted to talk about how global warming is in some way the biggest threat. Now, before we went to the last break, George, I didn't let you finish your third point. You had a third point you wanted to get in. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead.
That's okay. The third point was Donald Trump kind of hit it on the head, too. He said we're bringing rocks to a gunfight. He suggested we should wipe out that oil field that ISIS took over, stop their money flow, and then once we have their attention, we do a coordinated with all our Arab allies. In conclusion, Kevin, I found out the real reason why Obama wants to shut down Gitmo.
Which is?
He doesn't like the accommodations that he might be having to use.
Oh, George. You got a joke in on a very unfunny night. I don't know how I feel about that. Thanks for the call. It was funny. It was funny, though. I will give him that. Let's go to Gino calling from the Bronx and listening to our flagship station here in New York. Hello, Gino.
Well, I've been multitasking tonight. I have watched some of that debate that the Three Stooges are having up on the stage there. And, of course, the first half hour was all about Paris and the bombings and the attacks. And then, of course, it got around to the sticky question of how many refugees are we still going to be taking from Syria and Libya? Are we going to decrease the number? Are we going to keep it the same? Are we going to increase the number? Or are we just going to stop letting them come over? Because obviously, out of 65,000 that Obama and the Three Stooges want to come, you got to figure at least 1%, or about 650 of them, are going to be head slicers. They're going to slice our heads off or blow themselves up at Yankee Stadium and take a couple thousand people with them, maybe even me. So you got to figure mathematics would play into this. But no, those three dumbasses don't want to reduce the number of people that we're going to take in. And they say that they're going to put background checks and all that. But how many background checks have we had on the millions of illegal aliens across our southern border all the time? I've got to figure some of those cretins from Al-Qaeda and the JV ISIS have come over too. And then you wonder, a half an hour they spent on that in this debate tonight, and now they're back, as usual, to soaking the rich, raising taxes, putting more gun control, the same left-wing crap power that has done nothing to stop these murderous barbarians, nothing to help our economy, nothing to stop us from going on a one-way trip to Hades. Well, and you got to figure, is anybody really on the job today thinking about what the next attack is going to be? Because guaranteed, we here in New York City are target number one. We've already been targeted at least three times before. The World Trade Center twice. The Times Square bomber who almost got away with blasting everybody up in Times Square a few years back. And what are these three stooges doing on the stage tonight? Oh, it's George W. Bush's fault. It's Bush's fault that we got into Iraq. Then they yapping about how Hillary went along with Bush. And then, of course, there's Bernie on Hillary. Then it's Hillary on Bernie. Then it's the other pretty boy.
Yeah, I'm really glad, Gino, that I'm not watching it because the temptation to put a fork in the side of my temple would be too great. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it as always. Here's the issue, though, friends. And Gino's just reporting on it. They're still advocating bringing all the refugees over. This is exactly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and tonight we are standing with Paris. We are standing with the victims. We are offering our support, prayers, love, anything else that we can by way of help. And we're also asking American politicians and those that would be in office and those that would like to serve to think very clearly about where we are at. It is increasingly clear on this day following the Paris attacks that you had arrests made in many countries that were not France. And the reason that you did was because there were people that were coming and going into France from those locales with almost no check whatsoever. And now, breaking news, in the last 15 minutes, they are now reporting that they believe at least two of the seven suicide bombers were, in fact, coming into Europe through the cover of the migration of the refugees. Two of the seven that they've identified, they believe, came under the cover of being migrants. Refugee migrants to Europe. When in reality, they were ISIS agents getting ready to go on a mission. Friends, how do we leave a border open? How do we accept any immigration right now unless you can prove under the most strenuous circumstances that you know who you are, we know who you are, and you can prove it? 15,000, 65,000, and the Democrat candidates standing on a stage tonight saying we still should be having these people come? No, we don't have to do that. We send help and resources to those that are hurting there. Hey, by the way, they probably don't want to come to the U.S., not the genuine victims. They probably want to go back to their homes. They would probably like this war to be done so that they can resume their lives. That's why this little nitpick approach of randomly, you know, missile firing a tumbleweed every now and then is not doing anything. 888-340-3373. Yesterday, shortly after the attacks, I had the chance to speak to the founder of Jihad Watch. His name is Robert Spencer, and we had a little conversation about those things, and it was good to welcome him back to the microphone, even if it hadn't been for a while. Robert and I know each other going way back, but I needed to know what did he think of what he saw and what it meant for us.
Stay one step ahead of law enforcement and intelligence agencies. They've been threatening to do this for months, for years, as a matter of fact. The Islamic State called for attacks against what they called the spiteful and filthy French last year, and now they've made good on that. The gunmen were reportedly screaming Allahu Akbar. There were at least two suicide attacks among them, which is, of course, the hallmark of Islamic jihadis. So this was a jihad attack. If French officials were anxious about it for weeks and still unable to prevent it, that bodes very ill for the future in France, in the UK, and in the United States as well.
Talk to me, Robert, about your initial thoughts about the strategy of the attacks. They are now saying up to 7 coordinated explosions across the country. They are saying that in the concert hall there may be jihadis executing the concert goers one by one right now, even as we're speaking. But they have at least 100 that they had taken hostage at one point. The use of these different methods in as wide a region as they can, is that significant?
Yes. This is the first time that a coordinated attack of this scale has taken place in a Western country. It recalls the scale of a Mumbai jihad attack a few years back.
Yeah, that's what Carrick said.
Hit several, exactly. Several different locations, all coordinated, well-timed, well-planned. But this is the first time they've shown they can stand up against Western intelligence and pull off something of this magnitude in a Western country. And so here again, it's not good news, and the United States could well be targeted in this way in the future.
Robert Spencer is who we're speaking with of Jihad Watch. Kevin McCullough is the voice you would normally hear at this time. We have to break at the end of this hour because of some programming requirements, but we want to give you the absolute latest up until that moment. Let me just say this, Robert. The Judicial Watch website is tonight reporting that the FBI is saying that they have nearly 1,000 active ISIS probes ongoing inside the U.S. right now. How vulnerable is the U.S. to something like this?
Extremely vulnerable. The Islamic State has published detailed manuals calling for blood and mayhem in the streets in the United States. They have very detailed and carefully thought out instructions for how jihadis can blend in with the larger population. They say don't stand out, don't wear a beard, don't carry a Quran, don't wear a kaftan, don't go to mosque. Look as if you're a moderate, a secular, westernized Muslim. And then when the time comes to strike, then strike. And this is exactly the kind of people probably who carried out this Paris attack.
All right. That's Robert Spencer. He's the founder of Jihad Watch and a great resource, but also one of the foremost leading men of understanding of what's going on in the actual equation. And pretty compelling stuff. He says we are extremely vulnerable. And the fact that the FBI has 1,000 open files of inquiry into ISIS activity inside the United States, this should not be a day in which we let our public leaders off for any amount of time. They need to be working very, very hard. When we come back, more of your calls as we continue on the night after the Paris attacks here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go away.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
See when you call.
It's a pretty somber Times Square. Now, that's probably not due to the mood of the post-Paris attacks as much as it has to do. It's just a chilly night in New York. But if you're watching on Biz TV, not nearly as packed as it usually is. Who knows? Who knows what the actual reasons are? Gavin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're talking about the Paris attacks. We're talking about some of the simple ideas that I think could be worth our investing in to make sure this doesn't happen here. I mean, if closing the borders helps guarantee that, that's worth it, right? Like, we don't want to go through what Paris went through last night, right? We don't want to see another 9/11 be visited upon American soil. At least I hope that's not the case. Let's go to Tony calling from Greenville, South Carolina, listening on 92.9 FM. Great affiliate there. Tony, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
I just want to mention on the North Atlantic Treaty, the Article Number 5 establishes that when one member of the organization has been attacked, that is considered as all of them have been attacked. And in my opinion, this is an act of war that calls for a full retaliation of all the members against ISIS. Period.
Yeah, no, Tony, I'm with you. And the interesting thing about that is you didn't hear the president bring it up. The interesting thing about that is you didn't hear the other allies bring that up. It was clear that President Hollande last night, and thank you for the call, it's clear that he felt like that they were at war because he called it an act of war. He said, this is an act of war. We have been attacked. And he said some, you know, encouraging things, trying to rally the French people, which he has to do. That's part of the job of what a leader does in those moments. But this is my problem. The president makes his statement just moments before that, and he says, we'll stand with the French people. These extremists will not get away with these crimes. When he uses the word crimes, when the president uses the word crimes, he's not calling it an act of war. He's saying that this is a terrible thing, but it's France's problem. That's what he's saying. This is a terrible thing, and it's the world's problem, friends. They're coming. They're not shrinking, and much to President Obama's surprise, they are not contained. By the way, you want to read a really good piece on this tomorrow, townhall.com at midnight tonight, Eastern Time, how Obama contained ISIS. Name of my column. Check it out. All right, let's go to John in the Bronx, who's been very patient. Hello, John. Thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
All right. Hi, Kevin. I still suggest that there's a war going on, but only one side really knows there's a war going on. And unfortunately, it's Western civilization that is blind to it. You know, they all can't be stupid, all the leaders of Western civilization, about the borders and stuff. So they don't even suggest doing anything about the borders. So we know that they're not going to do anything about it. And if they don't do anything about it, this problem will never end. Because if you remember, they used to always sprinkle in 15 years ago after 9/11, oh, this is going to go on for years and years. Of course it's going to go on for years and years. You're never going to close the borders. I mean, in World War II, our guys, it was difficult to get behind enemy lines. Today, if you ask these guys, oh, I just bought a couple of tickets and I flew into Kennedy Airport. Or the Americans or the Europeans flew me right in. And right after 9/11, it wasn't widely reported. Everybody remembers nobody was flying. But yep. If you went to Kennedy Airport, and I was shown this by a few friends of mine, the international terminal was still going. They were flying in refugees from Afghanistan, you know, a country we were, you know, ready to go to war with and ready to attack with their bases and everything. They were flying in. People didn't even know who the heck these people were. They were flying in, giving them refugee status. And people should know, refugee status means you get the whole smorgasbord of Western civilization welfare benefits. If people didn't know that, they actually throw the benefits at you. So that's it, Kev. They don't want to close the borders. They have to sound serious. They talk, you know, like they are. But the bottom line is they're going to do nothing about it. And unfortunately, you know, we have to just sit here and just take it. It's insane what's going on.
It's very insane. Thanks for the call, John. Let's go to Rich in Long Island. Rich, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough, Bald McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to say I've been a cop for 23 years, and this is one of the reasons that we're getting militarized weapons and vehicles, because the war is already here. They just haven't been able to attack us again successfully. You know, thank goodness the FBI has been able to stop them, but eventually they're not going to be able to stop them. And I've heard people say that the National Guard, we can call them out, but they're not ready in minutes. They're ready in hours and maybe days. You know, unfortunately, that's just the way the world is now, and that's why police are getting military weapons. For reasons like this.
Yeah, no, I've been following the stories that talk about how you guys have been being armed. Look, I'm all in favor of getting cops everything that they need. I just don't want to use, just don't want to see that come back and be used against American citizens, which I think some people's concern was. when they started seeing all these stories about the rounds of ammunition and so forth. But it makes total sense what you're saying to me, Rich.
You know, when I first started, I had a six-shot 38 revolver.
Yeah.
And that isn't really going to do much nowadays.
Not against the jihadi.
Like I said, no, not at all. You know, unfortunately, that's the way things are nowadays. You know, I wish they weren't, but they are.
Yeah. All right.
When people start complaining, you know, they have to realize it's not just for, you know, citizens of America. It's for what may be coming over here.
No, I understand. Rich, thanks for the call. Thanks for serving, and thanks for doing a good job to keep us safe every day. Appreciate the fact that you're there. All right, Kevin McCullough, listen, the Baldwin McCullough Show is brought to you each week by the good folks at MyPillow. And I just want to tell you about this. Mike Lindell cares about your family, your sleep, your future, your Christmas. And so he has made it easier than ever to load up on MyPillows for the holidays. They make the perfect gift. How much better of a quality of life gift can you give someone than guaranteeing their perfect sleep for the foreseeable future? That's what the MyPillow does. And when you get the MyPillow, and you give it to someone as a gift, they're going to get REM cycle sleep. They're going to get Delta sleep. They're going to get the best sleep of their life starting with night one, or you're going to get your money back. And just to prove it to you, he's even giving you double the amount of time now that you can get your money back. It used to be 60 days. For my listeners here tonight, it's double that. It's 120 days. No questions asked. Money back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. But here's the best part of it. Mike is going to send you four pillows for the price of one. Two queen classics or two king classics, plus two of the roll and goes. That's the travel pillows that I've used on multiple trips, and I swear by them when I'm on the road. I just put them on top of my hotel pillow, and I have, voila, my pillow where I need it when I need it. So four pillows for the price of one. But you have to use my promo code, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. You have to call 800-506-2641.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So glad you're with us, Baldwin McCullough Live, coast to coast, radio and television, and that shot again, if you're watching on Biz TV, is the Eiffel Tower, again, not lit tonight, because they are observing 3 days of mourning. I think it's going to be dark for the next night or so, in addition. So prayers, thoughts, supports to the people of Paris, but more importantly and more practically to your life tonight is what will happen here. What will happen here in the United States in the days to come? What will we decide to do differently in light of these actions? Now, only a fool would look at everything that has happened in the last 24 hours and say we should go on with business as usual, meaning that the current plans that are in place when it comes to migrant refugees, meaning the current plans that are in place to not really do anything about the border, meaning that we're not going to identify the terrorists for what they are, as extremists with a radicalized version of Islam that is motivating them. If we just continue to do all these things as business as usual, then we are the fools. Friends, we become the true idiotic morons if we say we see everything that's just happened. And we know what happened to us 15 years ago. And we say, but there's no need. There's no need to change our plans. I don't think, not only do I think that the refugees shouldn't be coming, I think we should end on a temporary basis all immigration to the United States. I believe that we should cease and desist on any new people getting in here for a period of time so that we can, first of all, verify the issues that we have now, make sure that our weaknesses are shored up so that they're not weaknesses any further, and then we don't have a constant barrage of new people coming in. We need a little breather, it seems to me, on that break all the way around. But there will be those that will say, no, if you do that, then you're letting the terrorists win. I think we let the terrorists win when they blow people to bits that are just innocently watching a soccer game, a concert, or enjoying a meal. I think we let the terrorists win when they are able to detonate seven identical suicide bombing vests in the middle of civilian hubs with no warning, and to be able to take out nearly 500 people to injury or death. Friends, we need a wake-up call. We have a wake-up call. Let's take the policies that we can do something about into our hands now and do something about them. Close the border. Stop all immigration. Refuse the refugee migrants that want to come here from the Middle East specifically. We will send all the compassionate resources to them that we can muster and then some. But we don't need to invite what now has been reported on the news tonight. At least some of the suicide bombers were migrants to the region from Syria that came under the refugee banner. Friends, that's not what we need. We need to be smarter than that, and I hope that we will be. Anyway, Calvin McCullough, glad to be with you. If you're in the New York area, join me every weekday, Monday through Friday on AM 970 The Answer, 5 to 7. We call it After Hours. It's driving you home, talking about the biggest stories of the news day. And if you're outside the New York area, get that via podcast at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. And don't forget, get your MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Get four for the price of one. 800.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Touring.